Welcome to this latest MPFT podcast focusing on the transformation of community mental health care in South Staffordshire. My name is Lisa Williams, and joining me for this chat today are...
Hi, I'm Murray Campbell. I've been a GP in the Cannock area for many years, and I'm also the clinical lead in mental health for what was Cannock Chase CCG and is now the ICB.
And my name is Dr. Wahid Abbasi, and I'm a GP in Newcastle under Lyme, and I'm clinical lead for mental health for Integrated Care Commissioning Board, Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent.
Thanks both, and welcome to this podcast. So today we're going to be focusing on primary care networks, which are also known as PCNs. So Wahid, I'm going to go to you first with this question. So could you explain what a primary care network is and how they relate to the transformation of community mental health care across Staffordshire and Stoke-on-Trent?
Thank you, Lisa. So under the Health and Care Act 2022, you would see significant changes the way primary care works. One of the changes is that the primary care GP practices are coming together in small groups. These groups are called primary care networks or PCNs. And you will see that the PCNs working together in small groups, they will be integrating their services. They will have additional roles which are going to be deployed within the PCNs. This work's already started, and we have a significant number of additional roles, including mental health practitioners in primary care, GP surgeries, working together at a small scale. This allows the, of course, allows primary care GP practices to work together, share their resources, and increase capacity and access.
Thanks, Wahid. So I'll go to Murray for the second question. Can you talk about some of the work that's happened so far within PCNs and what we've learned so far?
Yes, certainly. I think we've just got to take a step back, possibly, because we have to accept that we have been through really abnormal times, and the PCNs and general practice has been the front line of that, with the initially the pandemic, subsequently the vaccination program, of which PCNs were largely responsible for, and general practice and PCNs are really now picking up a lot of the backlog created by, you know, long hospital waiting lists, etc., as a result of the pandemic. So I think a bit of disclaimer, perhaps things haven't moved on quite as well as we would have anticipated perhaps 3 years ago, but we have made significant progress, in fact. I think Wahid mentioned roles within PCNs, and one of the key roles is the mental health practitioners. And although they are not directly part of the mental health transformation program, they are extra mental health practitioners who are going to be based in the community and obviously would have a key role in the working of the community mental health transformation program. One of the earlier things that we did was communication with PCNs and sharing sort of our health inequality work with PCNs, looking at sort of demographics and inequality demographics within PCN areas, and sort of demonstrating how aspects of the community mental health transformation program would benefit the PCNs and obviously the service users within PCNs. Moving on from that, we are now looking at other additional roles within PCNs. As in addition to the mental health practitioners, now they may be care coordinators to support the coordination of mental health care. And this is perhaps the crux of the transformation program, moving away from a strictly medical model of clinical care to the support that the voluntary sector organisations, other organisations, local authorities, etc., all have available in the community to support all aspects of people with mental health issues. So it's not just about the clinical aspect of mental health, it's about debt, finance, employment, education, housing, etc. And so basically, we are looking at almost teams within PCNs little mental health teams in the community to support a more community approach to mental health care.
Thanks, Murray. So I'll move on to the next question, which I'll go to you, Waheed. How have these changes impacted service users so far, and what changes can we expect in the next 12 months?
Murray has highlighted the way these roles are employed and deployed within the primary care networks. Traditionally, you would have seen that a lot of services were provided either in primary care or secondary care. There was a clear divide. A lot of these roles are now being provided, and a lot of these services are being provided in primary care at a primary care network level. You will see that the mental health practitioner, as Maria said, is one of those roles. There's a lot of other roles. We have first contact physios, we have social prescribers. The whole idea is to bring care closer to the patient and move away from just the medical model and prescriptive model to a very holistic model where care is closer to the patient, easily accessible. And of course, obviously these roles are also intended to improve the access in primary care and primary care capacity. So I see that there will be significant changes the way we are working. There will be much more integration of services. It should be a seamless pathway for the patients who come to us in primary care. They will get the very holistic service, and they should have access to services a lot more easier than the traditional model of primary care and secondary care and tertiary care. Hopefully, this will also increase capacity within the primary care.
Thanks, Waheed. That sounds great. So the final question, I'll come to Murray for this one. So obviously there's lots of work going on at the moment within PCNs, but how important do you see this work being going forwards?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely key to the community aspect of the transformation programme. I think, as Waheed said, we've previously had a divide between primary and secondary care, and this doesn't help the people wanting to use or access the services. In addition to that, there has been an additional barrier about accessing the other support networks. And again, one of the key aspects of the transformation programme has been a series of procurements which are now underway with the community mental health trusts being able to be involved in the procurement of special services to support debts, to support financial support, to support housing support, to support employment support, support health and lifestyle, and improve not only emotional and mental well-being, but also physical well-being in individuals who do have mental health issues. Now, I see part of the main way forward in the next 12, 24 months. Once these services are in place, I think it's absolutely key that they are readily accessible to those with the mental health need. And I think we've had a bit of a conversation about that, Lisa, previously. It's one thing putting these services in place. It's another thing actually raising awareness and being able to access those. And certainly, I would be very keen for PCNs and individual GP practices to be able to signpost their patients to be able to access these new services to support them in a holistic sort of way. And I see that as a major piece of work that we want to take forward over the next 12 months. And again, that would involve the whole mental health team within PCNs. That would be the mental health practitioners, the social prescribers, care coordinators, etc. And so someone with a mental health need would have come to whoever with that need. And of course, some aspects of that care may need specialist support or clinical support, but many other aspects may need advice with other matters of daily living. And so therefore, there'd be a seamless approach and seamless access to all those services, which I see as being the general overall ethos of the Community Mental Health Transformation Programme.
Thanks, Murray. That's great. Yeah, I completely agree. I think PCNs and, well, the whole work within transformation is fantastic, but we need to make sure that it's accessible so we can address those wider determinants that affect mental health. Okay, so that's all from us here at the MPFT Community Mental Health Transformation Podcast. Thank you so much for our guests, Murray and Waheed. And of course, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. You can listen back to our previous podcasts by searching for the MPFT podcast on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and a range of other channels.